Sighting on this Saturday is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Life at a busy railway station is one long bustle of passengers and trains. But at Parsley Sidings, things are different. With only 6 trains a day, station master Hepplewhite has time to worry about his staff. And in particular, about his son, Bertram, who happens to be booking hall clerk.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Ah, Mr. Simmons. Come in. Close the door. Before we get down to work, I want a word about my son, Bertram.
Oh?
This morning, a letter came for him. The envelope smelled of perfume.
Perfume? For who?
Has Bertram said anything to you about a romantic attachment?
No.
As the father of a railway Hepplewhite, I want to make sure that he doesn't go off the rails. Pardon, son.
So some woman is writing to Bert?
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll tell me all about it in time. We are, after all, father and son. Now, to work. Good news. Parsley Sidings has been selected out of the whole Parsley and Port Bristol region to become the area goods depot.
Oh!
This Thursday, we dispatch our first ever consignment of goods. Farmer Brown is sending 5 sheep to Biggleswick Market. Special carriage has been set aside on the 9:35.
Sheep in a carriage?
The guard's van is out of action at the moment. Undergoing treatment for woodworm.
But there might be passengers in the carriage.
That could present a problem. However, the sheep won't mind roughing it for once.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hepplewhite. Oh, about the perfume.
Oh, I'm sure the passengers won't object to a healthy farmyard aroma.
No, I mean the perfume from the envelope. Has Bert had many of them?
No, just this one. I'm telling him about our good service. Do you happen to know where he is?
He was in the booking office trying to mend his ticket machine.
He hasn't caught anything in it again, has he?
No, something fell off. But Bertie was helping him fix it.
The news about the good famous chair buttoned up. That lad is dedicated to the railways. Darling, you're finally going to give me your notice, eh, Bert?
Yes. As soon as I've got this other job, my interview's on Friday.
Ah. Oh, you haven't said what it is yet.
I'm going to be a ladies' hairdresser at Antoine's in Myrtle Crumpton.
He must be bloody. You can't even manage your own hair.
Hey.
Your dad has to part it for you.
I could be just the man Antoine is looking for.
Well, if that's a job you're hoping for, I reckon you'll be staying on here.
Darling, what have you done to your ticket machine?
Oh, nothing. I've just pulled the handle and the bottom dropped off.
Sounds like my Uncle Ted's medical.
Let's have a look at it.
Is it bad?
Well, the Wurgle sprocket's stuck in it.
Oh, dear.
Well, I have to operate. Now, pass me my surgical instruments as I call for them, will you?
Right.
What, screwdriver?
Screwdriver.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Chisel.
Hey, you're not going to hurt my machine, are you?
It won't feel a thing.
Right. Get hold of the hammer.
Right.
So I'll just try to part these doodle dingles here.
Can you see that yellow mark?
Yeah.
Right, now when I nod my head, I want you to hit it. Right?
If you say so.
Right. Onto the mark, you switch. Not me, eh?
I'm sorry, Percy. I slipped.
Ah, Bertram.
Oh, good heavens.
No,
what's going on? I hit Percy on the head with a hammer, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Did you indeed? Well, there's far too much of a sort of thing going on.
What?
I blame all the violence on television.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hepplewhite.
You'll go to bed without your cocoa tonight.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Hepplewhite, I'd like to claim for an industrial accident.
Be quiet, Valentine. Sympathy is one thing, but let's not get carried away. I came to tell you both that Parsley Siding has been selected as the area goods depot.
Mm-hmm. Goods depot? What? You mean that people will be giving us their valuables?
I don't think that's quite the right spirit, Valentine. On Thursday, we send off our first load of goods. 5 sheep. It is the start of a new era in Parsley Siding's history.
Oh.
Burton, Jonesy Bradshaw.
Yes.
Tell him to set the signals at stop for the Biggleswick goods train on Thursday.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite. 5 sheets, he said.
For the first time?
Yes.
Later, there'll be more sheets. Kettle. Horses. This will bring us a lot of business.
Yeah, and I'll bet it's me that has to clean up the platform.
Yes, Valentine. We must show British Rail how efficient we are. On Thursday, I want everything running like clockwork. Wonderful weather for the world premiere of our goods depot, Miss Simpkins.
Mm.
What are the goods?
Passengers bringing them along.
Hear them up! Move on up! Yee-haw! Get along there, little doggy!
Very colourful, Valentine. However, John Wayne will not be on the train.
Don't they look sweet, Mr. Happlewhite?
Wonder of nature, Miss Simpkins. Just think what sheep supplies this. Woolly socks, woolly blankets,
mutton.
Burton, I wish you could acquire a little tax.
Sorry.
What's the time, Mr. Kim?
10:15.
Ah, then the 9:35 should be here at any moment. Everyone get ready on the platform.
Right.
Come on, sheep. Get into line. Many grapes. That sheep at the end. Stop eating our auctioneers.
You seem to like them, Mr. Applewhite.
Sheep, stop it at once. Those blooms nearly won a prize at last year's show.
Perhaps he's hungry, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Just because one is hungry, one doesn't go around eating other people's prizes, auctioneers. Sheep, heel. Sit. Sit down, sir. Good sheep. Ah, here comes the good train. Right, staff, on your mark. Get ready to load up as soon as she gets here.
I don't think you were quite quick enough.
Went straight through.
Mr. Happlewhite, the signal is still set at go.
I've just remembered what it was I had to tell Bradshaw.
Burton. You didn't. You couldn't.
I suppose this is what they mean by feeling a bit sheepish.
Why didn't you tell Bradshaw about changing the signal? Why?
Well,
be quiet. Don't interrupt when I'm speaking.
Sorry, Father.
Pass the sign, big day, and you turn it into a catastrophe. And what do we do with the sheep? There's no other good train till tomorrow.
Couldn't Farmer Brown take them back?
Out of the question. If he ever found out that we failed him, I'd never live it down. So, we're stuck to them here on the station. Keep them in the waiting room. You and Valentine can take it in turns to look after them.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
I'm off now to tell Bradshaw about changing the signals tomorrow. Seems that I can't trust my staff to do it.
Mm. Hello, Bert.
No. Hello, Gloria.
I heard your father telling you off just now.
Yeah. He seems quite upset about the train not stopping.
I think he's worried about you.
Why should he be worried about me?
I expect it's those letters you've been getting from that woman.
Which woman?
That woman. Oh, Bert. Why did you go chasing after strangers? Don't you realize that there's someone close at hand? Someone who, well, carries a torch?
Constable Jones?
Someone who could do things for you.
Oh, you mean shine it for me when I cross the road?
Not Constable Jones, someone else.
Who?
The bird. Whatever this woman's got, can't someone here give it to you?
You don't mean...
Yes.
You mean that...
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Oh, Gloria. And you want to give it to me?
Oh, Bert, more than anything.
Thank you. I never even knew you had a torch. Is it bright enough for reading in bed?
Oh, honestly. Is that the sort of thing you say to this other woman?
Which other woman?
The one who sent you a perfume letter on Monday.
Perfume? Monday? Oh, that's not a woman, that's Antoine.
Who?
Antoine in Myrtle Crumpton. I've got an interview tomorrow. I'm going to be a ladies' hairdresser.
Oh, how are you going to get to this interview without your dad finding out?
Oh, I told him I've got to go to the hairdresser's before work. He'll think I'm just going for a haircut.
Hmm. Well, you're so full of this good train business, I expect you'll swallow anything.
Yes. I hope the train stops tomorrow. Dad's just gone to tell Bradshaw.
Well, let's hope that... Bradshaw's got a new battery in his hearing aid.
Yes. Anyway, at least you won't be able to blame me this time.
Good afternoon, Bradshaw.
Master Oryx. Welcome to my signal box.
Bradshaw, tomorrow's good train to Biggleswick. I want you to set the signal to stop it.
Pardon?
I want you to stop it.
I haven't done it yet. I thought of taking something for it.
The Biggleswick goods train, Bradshaw.
Oh, it's the weather, you know. Mind as I always say, there's some that don't, some that do.
Do what?
Precisely, sir, yes. And I want to be fit for tomorrow, you know. I've got to stop that goods train so that you can get them sheep onto it.
You know about the sheep?
Oh, there's not much goes on around here. Escapes old Bradshaw. Only yesterday, I was saving the grass, you see, down there. And guess what I found?
What?
No. I found an 1843 hand-operated railway trolley.
Good Lord.
I remember, you know, when they used them for shunting, you know. When I first started on the railway, I was always nipping up the sidings for a shunt.
1843 railway trolley. I haven't had a go on one of those since I was a boy.
Pardon?
I haven't had a go since I was a boy.
Perhaps you better take something for it.
I remember riding on one with my father. We each held one end of the pump handle and we pumped up and down, and away we went.
Yes, Master Oryx, I certainly do. Can be very painful in the cold weather.
Sometimes we did up 10 miles an hour downhill, of course.
Especially round the ankle.
Pardon?
It's a pain, you see.
What pain?
I'm glad you asked me that. It still catches me sometimes, you know. It's a leftover from them days on the railway trolleys.
I don't understand.
It was all that up in and down in the handle, you see. I hit myself a mischief going down as the handle came up. They rushed me to the cottage hospital and put the bread poultice on my ankle.
What was wrong with our ankle?
Nothing. You see, when I was very young, too embarrassed to describe where the mischief actually was.
No, never mind that now, Bradshaw.
Yes.
We must look to the future. This good depot will mean a lot to Parsley Tidings, and to my son Bertram, who will take over when I lay down my whistle.
Young Master Bertram, do you mean?
Of course.
Yes.
The railways are in his bones.
Well, he wants to rub it with wintergreen.
Success tomorrow is vital to all of us.
Mr. Antoine? That's me, precious.
Yes.
Oh, you must be Mr. Applewhite. Do come in.
Thank you.
I thought you'd be French.
Oh, no, Trez. It's all for the image.
After all, what lady wants her hair dressed by Harry Grant from Peckham?
Harry what?
Please. The very thought of it makes me twinge. What's your first name?
Bertrand.
Ooh. Now, listen, Trish, you'll have to change that name, though. Our clientele like something with a bit more, you know, sort of, like, urge to it.
Oh, how about Lance? I feel like a Lance.
Don't we all, Ducky?
I don't know, though.
Perhaps there's a bit too much urge in that.
Oh, I know. What about Butch?
Butch? Oh, lovely, yes. Oh, I like that, yeah. Now, first, Butch, I'll tell you all about us, you see. Here at Antoine's, we run a high-class salon.
I see.
Oh, yes. Now, we want one of those establishments we're not, that shove a calendar on your bonnet and cut off what sticks through the old. We're noted for our finesse.
I see, yes.
I've got a reputation, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. What I'm after is a man who can handle things. My clientele, well, they're used to a bit of savoir-faire.
Have you got it, I asked myself?
No. I may have had it when I was small. I had mumps and measles. What experience have you had with hair?
Oh, I comb it every day, night and morning. I'm quite good with the scissors, too. Oh,
All except for the cutting part.
Well, that's no problem. I mean, we don't actually cut hair, I'd say. We dress it. After, you know. I mean, now and then we might snip off the odd bit round the ears, like, but generally we just sort of pat it into shape, you know.
Oh, I see.
Squirt a bit of lacquer on it. Like that, you see. The way they go, quite happy, you see. Now, the thing is to look as if you know what you're doing, you see.
I'm good at punching holes in train tickets.
Yes, well, that may not be quite the same thing. Have you had much experience with women?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
About what? About women?
They're different from us. Is that the end of the intimate confession?
Yes.
Ah. Well, the thing my women like most is a bit of the old parlay.
Do I use scissors for it?
Oh, sorry. So I'm talking about the chat, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to make them feel at ease under the hot dry.
The barber at Potwistle gives his customers magazines.
Yeah, well, I don't think my ladies would fancy Football Monthly. No, we like to give them something with a bit of the old urge in it, you know.
He's got those as well.
The art of conversation. Now, say something intelligent.
Pardon?
It's not exactly a Michael Parkinson, is it? I mean, oh, well, when can you start?
You mean I've got the job?
Yeah, let's say Monday at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Or bring a comb. What was it about me that selected me for the position?
You were the only one that applied.
You wait till Gloria hears about this.
Gloria, who is he?
Yes.
Will we see you?
When?
When you're in Myrtle Crompton.
Only if you've got very good eyesight. It's 20 miles away.
I mean, won't you come back to Parsley?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't face Dad. He'll be ever so upset that I'm leaving.
We all will, Dad.
I have to give my notice in today. I don't know how I'll get the words out. Dad expects tomorrow.
So you're really leaving Parsley Siding?
Yes.
Will we see you?
When?
When you're in Myrtle Crompton.
Only if you've got very good eyesight. It's 20 miles away.
I mean, won't you come back to Parsley?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't face Dad. He'll be ever so upset that I'm leaving.
We all will, Dad.
I have to give my notice in today. I don't know how I'll get the words out. Dad expects a railway to be my whole life. He doesn't realise that I have a dynamite quality about me.
Oh, you have.
All I need is someone to light my wick and I'll explode.
You reckon Antoine will like your wig?
I don't know if he does, Cindy.
So you're going for good?
Yes.
Forever?
Yes.
And you and I won't see each other ever again?
No.
Oh, isn't there anyone here you're going to meet?
Yes, there is.
Someone funny?
Yes.
Oh, Rupert, who?
The station hen. She gives me a lovely egg for breakfast every day.
Oh,
Heavenway.
Oh.
You're back from the barbers.
Yes.
Don't think you've done much to your hair.
No. They just changed the oil.
Is everything ready, Miss Simpkin?
Yes, Mr. Heavenwhite. The sheep are all in the waiting room.
Where's Valentine?
He went to change. A sheep committed an indignity on him.
Well, I hope he hurries up. The good train is due any second. Oh, there it is.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Perhaps the drivers are working to rule.
Ooh.
Quick, Bertram, open the waiting room door.
Yes.
Get our goods ready. Hold. Line up. Sit. Settle down. Settle down.
Well, the train's going a bit fast, isn't it, Mr. Applewhite?
Yes, he's not getting first-class mail. Get ready.
Gone through again, hasn't it?
That old fool Bradshaw. The signal is still set at go. They'll strike us off the good depot list for this.
You reckon we'll get the seat to Biggleswick by lambing time, Mr. Heatherwhite?
We shall get them there today, Miss Simpkin. We'll chase after the good train on that railway trolley that Bradshaw found. We'll catch it up at Potwistle Halt.
Ooh.
The driver always stops there for a natural break.
Yes, but they've got lovely flowers on their embankment.
At Newcastle Station, Miss Simpkin. Bertrand and I will get the seat on the trolley. Park at the end of platform one.
Right.
Come on, Bertrand. There's no time to lose.
Coming.
they? Where is everyone?
There they go, just disappearing round Parsons Bend.
What?
Mr. Heatherwhite and Bert are taking the seats of Pot Whistle on that trolley.
Taking in the Pot Whistle? What for?
They're chasing after the Biggleswick goods train. It missed us again.
That wasn't a Biggleswick goods train. That was the Liverpool to Euston Express.
Oh.
Yeah, our train ain't due for another 5 minutes. I just had a thought.
What?
That trolley's on the same track as the trains, isn't it? The points are still set for the main line. They're on their way to Euston.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What wonderful scenery. And smell that air.
Arthur?
Keep pumping, Bertrand. Exercise will do you good. At times like this, one feels at one with nature.
Arthur?
I listen. Sound of a magpie.
Mr. Heatherwhite. Father?
Yes, Bertrand?
Father?
Yes?
I...
Bertrand, there's something you're trying to tell me, isn't there?
Yes.
Is it about that perfumed letter?
Yes.
Ah, I'm glad we have no secrets. Who is she, my boy?
It isn't a she. It's a he.
Well, it's perfectly natural that you're...
A he? Yes. Antoine.
Antoine? Bertrand... I'd like to sit down.
No!
Sorry, she... All right, then. Bertrand, could this be true? You and a he, a him?
Yes.
I failed you in some way, my boy. Or was your school at fault in refusing to become co-educational?
Pardon?
I should have guessed when you went to the barber's instead of coming to me.
Pardon?
Does it mean nothing to you that I have cut your hair ever since you were a small boy? We were lucky that your head never outgrew the pudding basin.
Father,
I always hoped for a grandson, you know. A baby railway Heatherwhite that I could dandle on the buckles. Give him his first timetable. I look to you for that, my boy, but now...
Antoine thinks I'll be very good at it.
Bertrand. Bertrand, for my sake, for your sake, for the sake of past decidings, end this relationship. This man, Antoine, is a... But he must be.
Pardon?
The women in this life. Women, Bertrand. One can never have the same... It's different.
Oh.
Straight on the narrow. I am, after all, your father.
Oh, yes.
Good. Then let's hear no more about this person, Antoine. Now, we ought to be coming to Potterswell Halt.
But Antoine
did
said...
Not another word.
Yes, father.
This doesn't look much like Potterswell Halt. You seem to have been traveling for some time. Do you know where we are, Burton?
I think we're lost.
All right. Don't panic, sheep. Now, we may have taken a wrong turning somewhere. I wonder where we are.
Wolf Cub, we were taught how to find true north with the aid of a watch.
Ah.
Well, like this. I take my Mickey Mouse watch, and I point Pluto's tail towards the sun. Then I move Grumpy, Dopey, and Pinocchio round to face the opposite direction. Then I put Donald Duck on the line between...
And?
10:15.
But I know that, you idiot. Where are we?
I think we're on the main intercity express line from Liverpool to Euston.
On the intercity express line? Absolutely. Where ever did you get that ridiculous idea?
From that sign over there that says, danger, you're on the Liverpool to Euston intercity express line. Beware of fast trains.
What? Keep calm, Burton.
I don't panic. I'm not panicking.
And here's the news read by Sean Kelly. Drama on British Rail, which was today forced to close its mainline network for 4 hours. The closure took place while a search was carried out for a manually operated railway trolley, believed to be carrying a small herd of sheep and two shepherds. It followed an incident in which the Euston to Liverpool Express nearly hit the trolley on the main intercity line. The Express avoided the collision by reversing 43 miles from Northampton to Hemel Hempstead and trying again via Grimsby. A full-scale search failed to locate the trolley, and police have rounded up many shepherds for questioning.
Officials believe the trolley may have been staging a protest connected with the Home Rule for the Midlands movement. There they go. Farmer Brown's sheep bound for Biggleswick.
Well, only 3 days late. Lucky the authorities never found out who was on that trolley.
How did you get back, Mr. Everwhite?
I have a gift for navigation, Mr. Simpkins. Oh. As soon as I saw Bradshaw's signal box, I knew exactly where we were.
You said it was Clacton,
inquired Burton. Valentine, this is the list of next week's goods. I want you to study it carefully.
You're not leaving after all, sir.
No. Antoine got an offer from London and decided to pack up the business.
Oh,
what was that, Burton?
I said, lovely weather, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Hmm? You might say, the sun returns. Past this hiding. Assisting the passage of British Rails from past these sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine, Bradshaw, and Antoine, Liz Fraser as Gloria and a sheep, and Ian Lavender as Bert. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor and a sheep. Thank you.